Things are not always what they seem.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And Talk Radio 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community. Yes, the hands are clapping. The community is excited. Give us some thought with Dr. Harold Bennett is on the air. Welcome, welcome to you. Wherever you're listening, whichever state you are in. And when I say state, I'm talking about geographic region, not necessarily condition or your mental conditioning, so to say. North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, Indiana, you know, all of the great places in America. Thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful conversation. Listen, need you to do what we do so often here. Call somebody, text somebody, email somebody. You know, whichever way you communicate best, let them know that Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett is on the air. And we're getting ready to have a wonderful conversation about something I think that's really going to excite you. So wherever you are, you know, whatever state you're in, you know, whatever it is you're doing, you know, get yourself together. Go on and get your coffee and get your latte and get your favorite beverage, your water, whatever it is you drink, preferably something that'll keep you in a sober state of mind. I want you to go on and do that thing today. Hey, listen, won't you do something else? Like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Like us there, all right? Like us there. And also like for you to like Dr. Bennett's page, The Gist of the Matter. Join the group. Send a request so you can be a part of this community, this group where we, you know, exchange information, raise questions, you know, talk with one another, that kind of thing. The Gist of the Matter with Dr. Bennett. Come on and be a part of this interactive community. All right, great. I know you're going to do it. Got a lot of trust in you. Know it's going to happen. Great day. Great day. Great day to be alive, you know, here with this great broadcast coming to you live from this city of Atlanta here in the state of Georgia. Listen, I've been thinking about something. Guess what I've been thinking about? Come on, say what? I hear you. I got a lot to talk with y'all about today. You know what? I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this. I was looking at a statistic earlier this week about the percentage of the American population that is, in fact, black or African-American, whichever term you want to use. And the percentage is about 13%, right in the middle, about 13%, not exactly 14%. But the figures I've seen says we're about 13% of the population in America. Now, I thought about that and I thought about what that might mean in a lot of other kinds of conversations and issues and events. And what am I getting at? For the most part, and this is no secret, really, it's no secret, that black people are such a small minority in America, but we've got to live in an environment that is 76% or so white. 76% or so white. And so we're black, and often, you know, that means perhaps, is that a way of talking? Is it a way of thinking about history, of talking about our past, of discussing, you know, what happens, what has happened in our lives? Is it a way of dressing, you know, certain kind of thing that you have on, you know, with the dashikis and the shirts and the, you know, even is it a way of, you know, with the dreads, how we fix hair, this kind of what blackness is all about, you know, culture, certain kinds of music, you know, Juneteenth, certain types of holidays, all kinds of. Is it a matter of paying attention to particular music or having a taste for a certain type of music? What does being black mean? But whatever that means, it means that we do it in the midst of a community that is predominantly, you know, basically white. That's non-black. And I was thinking about this whole question of fitting and how do these two worlds kind of clash? How do they kind of clash? How do they come together? Classic, you know, language has to do, you know, in the way this thing has been talked about, you know, the research. How about that? Talks about, you know, integration, assimilation, you know, how the two can come together. But what's interesting to me, and I was thinking about this week, and I'm going somewhere with this. This is going to be important for what we're going to talk about tonight. This whole idea of being black, of being in a larger world that does not, you know, that is not black, that is non-black. You know, how do we maintain our kind of identity? How do we maintain, you know, who we are? Is that something we want to do? You know, that kind of thing. In other words, let me ask you this. How many of us travel from the black world to the white world? And how do we do this kind of thing? You know, do we do it on a regular basis? Do we do it on an ongoing basis? You know, how many of us from time to time, you know, some of us, and I have seen people like this, and I know you have too. There are some people I have seen who are black, look like me, look like you, but they have issues with being seen as black. You know, seen, they have issues with that. And so they want to fit in another type of world. Now, why am I saying all of that? I am saying all of that because that's kind of the thing I want to talk about tonight. And I want to address it. You know, there's a movie that came out on July 6th, and the title of the movie is called Sorry to Bother You. Sorry to Bother You. I don't know if you've seen it just yet, but that movie is all about this type of thing. What's the word I see people use a lot? Code switching. This thing called code switching, where, you know, you find different ways to kind of change, you know, the way you talk or the way you are, the way you enter different conversations, so you can actually fit in another world. And I want to talk about black folk and code switching and some of the issues that have been brought into play by this movie, Sorry to Bother You. I want to do that, because you know what? Some of us got some things we got to deal with. Someone's got to talk about code switching. Do you travel from the black world? Do you travel to the white world? Are you ashamed, as my mama would say, shame of being black? That's what I want to talk about today. I want you to call, text, email, get somebody, get them in front of the radio, get them there fast, because we're going to deal with this whole thing. Sorry to Bother You. We're going to talk about code switching. We're going to talk about selling out, what that kind of stuff might look like. All right. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get them back to the table.
Now back to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
This is the one they're talking about.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
you're surviving, and what I'm doing right now won't even matter.
Oh, baby, baby, it will always matter.
Hey, Cash, how much longer I gotta wait for my money?
God made this land for all of us. Greedy people like you wanna hog it to yourself and your family. And
me and my family?
Yeah.
Cash, I'm your uncle.
I just really need a job.
40 on two.
This is telemarketing.
Stick to the script.
Hey, hello. Mr. Davidson, Cassius Green here. Sorry to bother.
Let me give you a tip. You want to make some money here? Use your white voice.
My white voice?
I'm not talking about Will Smith's wife, like this young blood.
Hey, Mr. Kramer. This is Langston from Regal View.
As always, we'll be getting that out to you right away.
You're doing so good with the voice thing.
Holla, 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 holla.
We're going upstairs, power caller.
They even have their own elevator.
Welcome, power caller. We need you sharp and ready to go.
I got promoted. I'm a power caller.
What did I sell?
They're not selling, but we selling.
No, well, there's no amount of money that'll make me do that.
Here's the starting salary.
Well, man, I'm gonna have to get me some new suits.
It is morally emaciated.
I can't ride with you.
I'm doing something that I'm really good at.
Cash, I'm gonna make you a proposal. I can see that you want to say no, but I wouldn't do that before you see what I'm offering you. Cash, you are awesome.
All right, all right. News and Talk Radio 1380. W-A-O-K, the voice of the community. That was part of that was a trailer, actually, from Sorry to Bother You. And Sorry to Bother You is a great movie. I maybe have misspoken. I read some stuff where it said it opened on July 6th. Okay, it opened in selected theaters, then it's going to open nationwide on July 13th. Y'all know what that's called? That's called a producer who's on top of things, who keeps the radio host from making a buffoon out of himself, y'all. That's what that's called. So it's going to open nationwide on July 13th. So it already is it been in particular theaters on the 6th. And what you'll see there, that piece there with Danny Glover and Omari Hardwick and others, it's a piece that's kind of set in present-day Oakland, California. And what's going to happen is, just kind of tell you a little bit about it from what I've discovered. Cassius Green is going to be this character who is going to find himself in a situation where he's trying to work hard and move out of a particular living kind of arrangement. And one of the things that's going to happen, he's going to get this job working as a telemarketer or in a telemarketing kind of occupation. Something's going to happen that's going to position him to actually excel. And what's going to happen, he's going to be confronted with the option of using and all, I guess how to put it like this, get involved in some code switching. And as he involves himself in some code switching, certain things are going to happen. And in particular, his economic situation is going to change. And as his economic situation changes, there yet will be some things that are going to remain, you know, that needs to be addressed. And he's going to find himself in a complicated kind of situation where he's got a code switching kind of thing on the one hand, where he's kind of walked away from perhaps his identity and he's taking on another identity. And this kind of thing plays itself out in the movie. And what's going to happen? Cassius is going to discover that his friends and his co-workers are going to be protesting and, you know, organizing what I call resistance kinds of activities, you know, against this whole notion of corporate oppression. And Cassius is going to find himself in a situation where he's going to have to decide some things. Brother been code switching, brother been traveling from one world to another world, and maybe he has traveled and has decided to stay in another world. We'll see how that plays itself out in the movie. But it's called Sorry to Bother You, and it brings up issues that black people have to deal with on a regular basis, and especially when black people are in a world that is predominantly white. We 13%, over 300 million Americans, I would say, and of that 300 million or so, 13% is black. And the overwhelming principles, the overwhelming, not tenets or ideas, but P-L-E-S, I mean, I'm sorry, P-A-L-S, the overwhelming majority of people who, in fact, are the decision makers, who are the power brokers, who are the ones who are managing all of the capital and this kind of thing are non-black. And black folk got to figure out, you know, how do we live in a world like that? How do we succeed in a world like that? How do we negotiate items in a world like that? Do we find a way, like Cassius is going to do? Do we find a way, you know, to talk a certain way? Do we find a way to distance ourselves from a certain history? Do we decide to dress differently? Do you cut your dreads? I mean, just what do you do? Do you take on a different type of culture? You know, where you distance yourself from what has traditionally been black culture. Do you avoid, you know, certain types of music? What in the world do you do? Do you stay yourself, or do you take on another kind of identity? You know, that's what the movie is all about. And that's what I want to talk with you about today, about black folk and code switching. Do we code switch? Do we, in fact, code switch? If so, how in the world do we do it? I want to know what you think. 404-892-2703. I'm going to go to my first caller. He has been so kind and so patient. Let me see what this fella going to drop on me. Joseph, good afternoon.
Simplified, Dr. Bennett.
Simplified, Joseph. What you up to, man?
Just surviving in Worcester, Massachusetts, using code words like Sabi, what you be, Kabiba, Biba.
Using code words, huh?
Yeah. You know, I remember back in the days when they used to use the code words, mainly among criminals on the street.
Because this is
yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but I got to give them my two big APC. You know, I got to do it every week now. So I'm not going to be long. Two great black athletes from HBCU. You ever heard of a woman called Audrey Patterson?
Mm-mm.
Well, she went to, I got a brain freeze right now. Tennessee State. She was the first African American to win a medal in the Olympics, 1948 in London. In the 200 meters, she got the bronze medal. 4 days later, the second black woman to win a medal got the gold medal in the high jump. Her last name, Price. She went to Tuskegee Institute of Technology, you know, there in Alabama. And I'm sure you heard about Edwin Moses, right?
Oh, yeah, went to Morehouse, right from Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, he won 107 straight races, undefeated in 400-meter intermediate hurdles. He had the record for like 10 years. All right, now to get to your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I took a black psychology class at the University of Houston, and they were talking about African-American have what they call as bicultural. W.E.B. Du Bois call it the double consciousness. Well, what I told the professor, I said, well, what we Caribbean youths who come up here like me have is triculture. We speak with an African-American dialect. We speak with the so-called white people English, and we speak with a Caribbean accent. You want to know how they do it? It's very hard to explain, but it has to do with when your brains, at a young age, you can pick up a second language very easy. You know, Mutombo, who played for Atlanta Hawk, he spoke seven different languages because where he grew up in Kasasha's Zaire back then, now called Congo, they speak different language. Let me throw some quick one, I'll let you get to the other caller. You remember Elvis Presley when he first came out, right?
Right. Well, I don't remember when it first came out, and I wasn't around then, but, you know.
Yeah, I didn't want to make you feel too old. But anyway, I was watching a documentary about when white people were protesting it, and they had a white guy with a Confederate flag, and he said that He said that N music is going to destroy society. They were protesting because he was copying from the black churches in Mississippi. Now white people can't get enough of Elvis Presley. You got Elvis Presley lookalike. Elvis Presley sightseeing, Elvis Presley on a stamp. Two other quick points. I used to DJ in junior college. When I try to introduce my African-American to Bob Marley, some of them, not a lot, will say, man, take off that jungle music. We don't hear that jungle music. About 3-4 years later, I visit that school, and that's all they want to hear is Bob Marley. Solution, when Bob Marley were big in New York City, black radio station, music station, they'll only play one or two songs. We jam in and stuff like that. And stand up for your right. So I blame the people on top not exposing to the young people in the bottom about different culture. I could go on forever because if you were to listen to Jamaican culture for a while, there's slang in different culture. When I was in Houston, there's a lot of people from New Orleans, from Louisiana, live in Houston. I'm going to finish up. And I didn't know nothing about Zydeco music. I became close friends with a Cajun guy. He introduced me to the whole culture. The gumbo, the pudding, the crawfish, the Zydeco music, being in Cornbread, had a fight, and being beat up Cornbread. The moral of the story, my anthropology teacher always says something. Never criticize something that you don't understand. What we need in this country is exposure, just like people in other countries need exposure. Any question before I go?
Oh, no. I just want to thank you so much for listening. I believe you cold switch, though, Joseph. I believe you cold switch. All right, but I got to go, man. Thank you for calling.
You should hear me when I talk in white. Have a good night.
You know what? Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be something to hear. All right. Hey, we'll talk about this on the other side. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK. That's Paul Taylor. It's called On the Move. On the Move, maybe. Maybe that should have been the one I opened up the show with. Sean got us a good little old playlist today, and I think y'all going to hear some great music. So Sean doing what he does, and he's on to something. You know, Sean was telling me something about a movie called The Wolf of Wall Street, right? And Sean was saying that this piece, this movie we're talking about, Sorry to Bother You, kind of reminds him of that movie. Now, what is it you were saying, Sean, about the Wolf of Wall Street? Because I've seen it. I've heard about the
you
movie.
You have not seen The Wolf of Wall Street yet?
No, man. You know me, man. I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd.
Wow.
I read books and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm a nerd.
I do, too. I do, too. But The Wolf of Wall Street, when you see the movie for the first time, it's going to make you watch it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we were talking off the air, and The Wolf of Wall Street, which is a film that came out a few years ago and it stars Leonardo DiCaprio. And so basically, he's this character, and it's actually based on a true story by the guy Jordan. I'm going to get his last name in a moment.
Okay.
But he ended up becoming a famous multimillionaire. But in the beginning of the film, Leonardo, who plays Jordan in the film, he comes into Wall Street for the first time. He's struggling. He doesn't have a job, but he goes into corporate America, and he sees how cutthroat it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he coming in as a very humble, with morality type of guy. And as he advanced to the next level in Wall Street, in corporate America, he becomes a different person. I'm talking about he cheats on his wife for another woman. He's making all this money. And the crazy thing about this film is that Leonardo's character in the film and a few of the people that he worked with in Wall Street, they start to take their clients for an advantage. Basically, they steal money from them.
Right.
But it's Wall Street, basically. So he becomes a different person throughout the movie, and he does a lot of criminal things within Wall Street, and he catches up with them.
That sounds like it. That sounds like some of the themes that are going to show up in Sorry to Bother You. But I think Sorry to Bother You is going to really push us to think about issues related to blackness and code switching and cultural identity, and how do we as black folks survive or make it or kind of move up the corporate ladder, and do we have to risk losing who we are as black people to make that kind of thing happen? I think that's what's going to be kind of the twist. But I hear you, man. I see the points of contact already. 404-892-2703. Let me go to the line. I'm going to go to my friend from the Swats. His name is Mel. Mel, how you doing?
Mr. Bennett.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Man, 250%.
Well, I wish I could say that. With 45 in the White House, with his all refrigerator peepers, I think we're gonna be a setback, Doc. I heard what you said a while ago. But we're gonna have to get ourselves together, man. I'm telling you.
Do you code switch, man?
But, you know, with this Supreme Court next person,
yeah,
they gonna get way for women's have a choice, not a choice, but they're gonna stop them. For having, because I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, I know.
I don't
want to
stop women, from doing whatever they want to have. And with these five, because he's not on number, he's not gonna have another woman up there as Supreme Court. I guarantee it's gonna be a man. It's gonna be a male. So that means that he's gonna have what? Five or six? No, you're gonna have five males to tell women how to do with their body. Not only that, we gonna have a setback, man. I'm telling you.
Well, but you know, but you know, man. But here's the thing:
what Martin Luther King died for us to have all this success now.
Yeah, but man. But Mayor, think about this though.
But
Mayor,
give us a setback.
No, but Mayor, but here's the thing I'd like for you to think about too, is we as black folk, this isn't the first time we've been in a system that has just been toxic for us. We have not. You know, this is not the first time for
this ain't our first rodeo.
This ain't our first. Well, I should say this isn't. How about that? I'm talking about code switching. Which one should I say? Should I say this ain't? Yeah, I'm gonna say this. This is not our first rodeo. You know, so we're gonna have to figure out how we can exist in this type of system. But I hear what you're saying, Mayo. I hear what you're saying. Tell me about code switching. You know, have you ever code switch?
Nah, I don't know. What is that?
Code switching is basically when you kind of like involve yourself in two different kinds of worlds by choosing maybe a different way to speak to kind of identify with another world or perhaps where you kind of like take on a whole other way of acting or a whole other way of being.
I don't know too much about that. Look, Donald Trump kind of put us in another world. Don't you realize what you was asking me? Look here. Only five kind of put in a different world, man. He kind of set us back. He kind of set the clock back for black folks back in the 50s, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking the 50s. See, I came up in the 50s. Five want to set us back to the 50s. That's why everything he's doing is all about the white man.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. I hear what you're saying, and I think 45 definitely doesn't have us in mind.
Nothing in mind. He got one token Negro. You know who that is.
Who, Ben Carson?
What is he? What when the last time he's spoken?
But I don't even know if it's that the case.
I don't
45.
Think he's even there.
Bro, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I think Donald Trump are thinking about nothing but money and his family. That's what I think. But, you know, I could be wrong.
And try to kiss up to Putin. Tell Putin that he's
going to
come over
there
and build some hotels.
All right, man. Listen, thank you, brother. All right, listen. You know what? I'm sitting here, boy, just pulling my hat out because I'm excited about some of the things you share with me. Joseph said he can talk white. I like that. I think that'd be interesting to hear. And Mel, I don't know. Mel said he's never code switching and whatnot. You know, I don't know. I think, have you ever code switched? I got three callers. I'm going to go to the line and find out if any of them have ever code switching. And again, now, when I'm talking about this code switching thing, you know, it's just a matter of kind of like alternating between two kinds of ways of talking, or you know, a couple of ways of being, you know, where you act a certain way, you do a certain thing that's more favorable, I would say, or is more appealing to one group than the group that you're part of. You know, you know how we do. You know how we do when we're growing up. Some of us have some identity issues, so we try to find a way to act another way. You know how we do. Yeah. All right. Listen, I think what I'm going to do, let me see if I can. Sean, you think I can get this one caller before the next break? What you think? Okay. I tell you what, I got several callers. I want y'all don't go. I'm going to just hang right there because I'm about to have a break in about a minute, and I don't want you all to have to be cut off. I don't want to do that. You know what? You know what I know I do? I know exactly what I'm going to do. I want to ask you to do something for me. I want to ask you to do something for me. I want you to remember radio.com, radio.com. The only way you can take WAOK with you is the radio.com app. Download it today, and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. I want things to be A-OK with you, and they can be A-OK with you if you can listen to WAOK on the radio.com app. That's what I want you to do. All right, listen, I got the lines are lit. I'm going to get to every last caller on the other side. I'm talking about code switching. I'm talking about some of y'all traveling from the black world to the white world. I'm talking about some of y'all shame of who you all are. Oh, we're going to deal with this on the other side. Don't you go anywhere. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Give it some thought. You might be surprised what you discover.
This is where it gets interesting.
Dr. Harold V. Bennett is back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Hey, this is Dr. Bennett. We're thinking about some things, and we're talking about code switching. We're talking about some of us who want to travel from one world and live in another world. Some of us. Is it the fact that we are ashamed of being black? Are some of us embarrassed by a certain culture? Are some of us, you know, we're just sitting around here just totally insulted by the fact that perhaps there's a certain type of culture that's frowned upon that we are part of? Are we, as my mama would say, just show no shame? And so we start finding ways, A, to distance ourselves from that. Or what? Just how do we do that kind of thing? How do we do that kind of thing? You know, we can talk about that. And I think that's what this movie, Sorry to Bother You, is about a brother who has to find a way to visit another world and to function in that world in order to be successful. And that's just a bunch of, you know, pressure that's put on black folk. And one of our earlier callers really did kind of raise an issue. Du Bois talked about this double consciousness and. And on that is part of the question about a type of double consciousness. But we might want to, you know, kind of add some more pieces to it. We might have to talk about a triple consciousness. I mean, so many different kinds of identities that black folk have to balance. Sean, you was telling us about that Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback just a little bit to let you all know what we talked about off the air and how this particular movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, is comparable to Sorry to Bother You. And the person that Leonardo DiCaprio was portraying in The Wolf of Wall Street, his name is Jordan Belfort.
Okay.
He's a former stockbroker, and he was sent to prison, actually, for pleading guilty to fraud and related crimes in connection with stock market manipulation. So it's once again, it's somewhat compared to
it is.
Sorry to Bother You, but it takes it to the next level.
Oh, it is.
You know, coming out of your comfort zone and being something that you are not, just to make it in corporate America.
Right. Okay. And we're going to talk about that, too, because, I mean, I really want to push that issue with us. I mean, what does it take to make it? Are you willing to lose all of you just to pick up some money? Are you willing to sacrifice who you fundamentally are? Are we willing to do that kind of thing, you know, just so we can climb the corporate ladder? Are we willing to distance ourselves from who we are as a as and who I am. Am I willing to do all of that just so I can have the stamp of approval by someone else placed on me? Hey, that's what we won't talk about, because that's a real psychosis, I would say, in the black community. 4489227 I'm going to Michael. Michael, good evening.
It's funny you having this conversation. And the reason why I'm laughing, because I was critiquing you for that very same value that you are now trying to represent.
What's that?
As far as switching and dialect and the rhythm of your dialect. And I have been noticing the rhythm of your dialect over a period of time that I've caught you on the air. And I said, that brother has a tendency of being very, what's the word I want to use here? He have a tendency of presenting himself in a very hiccuping kind of a way to say that I'm going to talk this way in order that the people that I am trying to reach will be able to interpret and better understand what I am saying. And your rhythm gives me the indication that you're being very, what's the word I want to use here?
Find it, man, find it.
You're being very condescending to the audience that you are trying to reach, because you have, in my opinion, I don't want to say total downward attitude about it, but you have a somewhat slight. I know I have gotten this big education. I know I have a certain intellect with that education, but I don't want to show my education to the people that I'm talking to, so I'm going to talk in this other unrhythmatic, hiccuping kind of a way, so that the people that are listening to me will hopefully be able to better interpret the way I am saying the things that I say, so that I can come across that they will understand me, and I don't seem to be too above them. And that's the way I have pictured your conversation over the few times that I've heard you talk. So are you guilty of the very thing that you are now conversing, or do you feel that you are genuine in your total approach to your now accomplished education, which is great.
Okay.
And same
can
thing
I respond?
With the rich people,
yeah.
they do the same thing, yeah, too. They get this money. Now, all of a sudden, they got this new way of dictating,
yeah,
and representing themselves, that they are now above the normal, regular people out here that are still struggling trying to get to that status. So, yeah, people do code switch all the time for their edification, for their accomplishments, or to maintain the accomplishments that they have accomplished. So I'm going to talk this way so I can stay into this way. So, yeah, it happens every day.
All right, now Michael, let me say this to you. Thank you so much for being honest and courageous enough to let me in on your perception of me. I appreciate that, and you are totally entitled to it. But no, you're totally entitled to your perception of me, and that's just the way you perceive me. But I will tell you this. I have fun talking, I have fun sharing, and hopefully my goal is to be as Bennett as I can be. And when I say as Bennett as I can be, just to be as authentic and genuine as and true to myself as I am. Now I'm gonna tell you this, my friend. Quite a few times my there are people in my circle who say that I am, you know, and I will use this kind of language. I am unapologetically a brother. Trust me. And some will argue to a fault that I push that issue. So there are other perceptions of me that are out there. But what I will say is at no time will I frown upon, or at least try to keep you from telling me how you feel about me. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. That's what makes the world go round. Love you, brother. Now, do you code switch? That's what I want to know. Do you code switch?
Never had the need to. My blackness is intact, and I don't have to dance to the music. I just do my thing, and I keep it real, and people can take it and leave it, and I will tear you straight up. Just the way the information come at me is where I'm gonna give it back, you know. So, you know, I wasn't trying to be condescending or disregarding to what you have accomplished. I just know the rhythm of conversation, and I know the difference in the rhythm that conversation brings about with people as they develop and as they educate themselves and as they monetize themselves. The more educated they have become and the more monetized they have become, the more their dialect begins to be of the population as to the greater population they try to, you know.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, Mike. Let me
it's
tell you.
Funny this. To me, man. It's
good. You're entitled to your fan of me. But I would tell you what affects the rhythm of my voice and my speech pattern. Sometimes it's the callers, because sometimes you all say some things that are just so exciting and they just motivate me, my friend. And I just find them so absolutely spectacular, and it just gets me to going, man.
I don't think you understand what I mean when I say the rhythm. See, because when I say the rhythm of your conversation, it is as if you are trying to make sure in a different form and format that you are clearly understood by everybody that is listening to you, and it sounds a slight bit disingenuous as to who the real person you are when you are just not being in a public venue that is being scrutinized by a mass amount of people.
Well, I would tell you this.
I'm just saying.
But Mike, That's cool though, Mike. I ain't beefing with you, baby. Because let me tell you something. It's very important to me that I do what I can to at least feel like people are understanding what I'm saying. That's just the way I am. But you know what, my friend? Great call. And I want you to keep on listening. I want you to call.
I'm listening.
All right.
Hold on, listening.
All right. Hey, listen. Make sure you like us on Facebook, all right? 1380 WLK, the voice.
Facebook, never been there.
Oh, come on, man.
Never been there. I don't bother with it.
You're slow at the draw, Mike. You're slow at the draw. All right, man. Thank you so much.
I'll let y'all have that.
All right, thank you, brother. Peace, man.
Goodbye.
Oh, what in the world is Michael doing? Oh, I feel like I'm going to fall out my seat, Sean. Mike, my man. But that's all right. I appreciate it. Hey, Mike, say. Mike trying to rock the boat. That Mike trying to do. Mike trying to rock the boat. Amen with you, Mike. I love you, brother. Amen. Big ups to you. You my man. I appreciate you. Hey. All right, y'all. Hey, got another hour. Hey, we're gonna talk about code switching. We're gonna talk about, have you ever code switched? Do you consider people who code switch sellouts? That's what Bennett wanna know. Give it some thought, all right? News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The opinions expressed on this show do not reflect the views of the management of Intercom Radio. Call us now at 404-892-2703. Things are not always what they seem.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Sometimes you have to read between the lines to figure out what's really going on.
It's tough to get any more obvious than that.
Get ready to discuss provocative issues in our community, like spirituality, philosophy, and education, to ethics, crime, and everything in between.
So far, so good.
It's time to open your mind and look at life on a deeper level. Give it some thought and get to the gist of the matter with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
What's about to be said right here, you need to listen with both ears.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. That boy playing the elements of the universe, earth, wind, and fire. That's called fantasy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that, y'all know that is so smooth. Y'all know. You know, you got, every now and then you got to hear something from earth, wind, and fire. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, I don't want y'all in jail. I don't want y'all getting a ticket. None of that stuff. So I want you to know that Georgia has a new statewide law that prohibits us from using or even touching our cell phones while we are driving. So that you, if you are driving through Georgia, you need to be careful. That law went into effect on July 1. Don't get caught breaking the law and endangering yourself and others. What you should do is go to WAOK.com, go to our go to our webpage and you can find information there about this hands-free regulation that's now the law in the state of Georgia. Georgia's cracking down, and you know, there's some wisdom in that, but I definitely want to make sure that you are aware of it. I want you to be able to listen to WAOK, and I want y'all to be able to listen to give us some thought. Hey, guess what? Got a clip I want you to hear about this code switching and this kind of thing. Go ahead, Sean. Play that clip for us.
Glad you all can make it.
So better be good.
What can we do for you, Kyle?
Actually, this is about what I cannot do for you. When I joined this firm about 3 years ago, I believed it to be a place where a person advanced because of his or her ability. But I've come to realize that this firm values the superficial over the substantial. But I cannot violate my personal integrity. My hair is not just for fashion. It's part of my heritage. It is a statement of pride. A statement, by the way, which could show our clients that this firm is not only progressive when investing its money, but also progressive when investing in its people. So, gentlemen, whether you decide to promote me or not, I will not change my hair. Woo!
Okay. Kyle set it off. He says he chose to prefer the substantial over the superficial. You know, he wasn't cutting his dreads. He wasn't cutting his hair or his twist. I don't know if it was dreads or twist. Which one was it, Sean? Was it dreads or twist? Yeah, kind of like twist. Yeah. And he says, you know what? I ain't down with this code switching. You know, he wants to, you know, be fully proud of his ethnicity. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Ethnicity. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you this now, and sorry to bother you, that issue comes up. And I'm wondering how many of us as black people, I mean, how many of us have had that situation? How is it we code switch when we go to work? I mean, you know, we know who we are, but when we get at work, we take on a whole nother persona. You ever seen folk like that? Take on a whole nother persona. I mean, has there ever been a time, you know, like where you've been at work or you've been at the office, wherever you've been, where you've had to code switch? I mean, what do you think about that kind of thing? I want to know what's on your mind. 404-892-2703. Guess what? I am going to my friend, my intellectual hand-to-hand combat partner, Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Harold Bennett.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
That was absolutely my favorite episode of Living Single. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite episode. But in the answer, and by the way, all in all, was Earth, Wind & Fire's best album. That was a good pick.
Oh, man, Earth, Wind & Fire was, let me tell you something, man. You can't go wrong with Earth, Wind & Fire. It's just, you know, it's kind of hard for me to tell you which is my favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song. I mean, of course I love Shining Star. Of course I love Fantasy. I love That's the Way of the World, or If You Can't Hide Love. I love Yearning with Learning. Is that the name of this? Yearning with Learning. This is Earth, Wind & Fire. What else do I love? Oh, man. I even like Boogie Wonderland.
All in all, yeah. if you look at that the tracks from the All in All album, and you'll be like, man, you probably forgot that those songs were on there, because there's like 9 hits on that one album.
Bro, I hear you. I'm not surprised. You know, you gotta admit, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a bad album that Earth, Wind & Fire put out. You'd be hard pressed because they put out some good stuff, man. You know they did.
So did. If you never got a chance to see them when they were in their full reign mm-hmm. in concert, too bad for you.
hey, man, tell me about cold switch. Todd, I bet you cold switch, don't you?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Nope. But I have been accused of it before. When I was on the not black to white, but when I was much younger, and for the better part of my elementary school age, I was considered as talking very proper amongst the guys that I hung out with in my grandparents' neighborhood. And as we got older and my language became more loose in speaking with them, they would say that I was, they didn't use the word code switching. they would say, oh, you talking, now you learn how to talk black, you're trying to be cooler with us. And I wasn't. I was just, it was just language to me. It was adapting a different type of language. And so that had the problem in the reverse, where folks was like, I talk what they would consider proper or white, or, you know, proper English or white English, to talking black English, you know. So I identify with it in that way. However, I will say this. Nobody ever accused me of having a different attitude. Maybe my language was different, but my attitude uh-huh. always been down. I feel that if you're an American and you know standard English and all the components of it, or at least most of the components of it, you'll find it is a lot easier to communicate without there being any discrepancy of what you're trying to convey if you use standard English.
But is code switching all simply about, is it simply about vocabulary and English? Can it not be about some other things?
Yeah, it's attitude. It's attitude. It's pretending to identify with things that you do not experience, nor mm-hmm. do you have any true interest in experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
That's code. And that's where in the title of the phrase comes from, code. You know, you're fronting.
You're front, you know? But like that fool that fella sing the song, you're a fake baby. I can't remember who sang that. That's not Alexander. Who sings that? You're a fake baby. You know what? I'm gonna put Sean
Alexander
on.
Alexander O'Neal.
Y'all, so I was gonna put Sean on that for us. Maybe that's what we should play when folks start code switching. You're a fake baby. Maybe we need to play. Have you ever been around European Americans when they start getting involved in a little code switching? You ever seen that?
Yeah, but in my experience with them, when they do it, they're not really trying to front. As much as they're trying to be warm. That's their way. They're not really trying to be black as much as they're trying, in my experience. They're just trying to, you know, be warm and, like, I identify with what you're saying, and I find it colorful.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in my experience, when I've seen black people that do that, and I'm not just talking about language, I'm talking about other stuff,
mm-hmm.
they tend to, they're actually quietly mocking them.
Well, see, now that's the impression I get. It really is. That's the impression I get. I see it as someone trying to caricature and start marking, you know, marking a certain type of code. That's kind of the way I see it. I'm not too crazy, you know, or too excited about it when I see that kind of thing happening. I start thinking some other things. All right.
We used to do it with the dude when I was an undergrad. We used to do it. We used to mock the dudes from I'm from the north, and we used to mock the dudes from the south by talking like them. And they used to mock us by what they thought was talking like us, but it was that. I guess that would all qualify as code switching too. So
yeah,
there's various types of it, but I don't think it's a proper way to behave at all. I really don't.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Todd. I'm about to go to a break, man. I appreciate you. You keep on listening. Listen, got to tell y'all something. I want to tell y'all something. The only way you can take WLK with you is the radio.com app. I want everything to be A-OK with you. When you listen to WAOK, download the radio.com app right now and take it with you. Hey, and you can get us anywhere at any time. Need you to do it. All right. All right. All right. All right. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Get them back to the table.
Now back to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett.
This is the one they're talking about.
On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. You're listening to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett. We're talking about issues that the movie Sorry to Bother You is bringing up. We're talking about code switching. You know, how do we code switch? We code switching at work. Some of us shame of our cultural identity. You know, and we find ways to distance ourselves from it. Do we do that? Do we travel from our world and our destination is another world? And we do that through language. We do that through adopting another type of way of talking about history. And do we identify with other types of practices and customs and whatnot? Do we dress another way? Do we listen to another type of music? you know, that type of thing. Do we want to be seen as being black? How about that? That's the question that's in play. Sorry to bother you, brings it up. 4489-227-03. I'm going to have to go to the lines. I'm going to get my friend, Will. Hello, Will. How you doing, man?
Good, sir. I appreciate you taking my call.
Man, first of all, let me thank you for your patience. You have been on hold a while. We got a lot of callers, but I want to thank you so much for your patience. What's on your mind, man?
Well, patience is a virtue, one of my many.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Right. I mean, we're supposed to see each other as Americans, and we got, you know, black, white, yellow, red, and brown, but there's only one God. And, you know, there's 18 forms of the word elect in the Constitution. That means chosen of God. We are all descended from the house of Israel, black and white, that built this country. And it's only the devil that wants to divide us. So we have our differences. But your callers are so terrific, Mike, and the guy just recently talking about how white people code switching were being warm, they weren't being fake or something else like that. And I think there's a difference between being fake and being real. Back in 1970, Atlanta took up the fight for Muhammad Ali. They didn't fight Jerry Quarry after 50 cities turned him down. And I was in the Army at the time, and I'm from D.C., but that warmed my heart for Atlanta, who I had stumbled upon on the way down to Benning after I went in the Army in 68. So I knew there was something magic about Atlanta, even when I was an atheist. But when Atlanta relented and gave my childhood hero a fight, I didn't understand the big picture, but I knew that made something special about Atlanta, and that was Dr. King's beloved community. He didn't lick it off the wall. So we all supposed to code switch all to God's wavelength as the children of God. God made each one of us perfect. God is perfect. And we only have one creator. So God made each one of us perfect. So it's silly to be ashamed of who we are if we just work to being the children of God, which is we were born to be as Americans. I mean, this is Zion. If you look at the 8 prophecies of Isaiah, only America is Israel, and you got Gog and Babylon trying to divide us.
Will, so, got a question for you. Got it. And now you're real good with putting theological issues into play. I got a question for you. This is a theological question. I want you to help me understand this. How is it human beings are made perfect? How are human beings perfect? Understand that.
From God. There's only one creator. God created us all. Yeah,
but if God's perfect, that don't mean what God created is perfect.
That's right. But God went to the trouble of pinning itself to the Stauros on Golgotha 13.7 billion years later. And that's what prophecy led up to for thousands of years before it happened. And the same people that put the Lord to death are the same ones that are trying to bring the illegals to slave us now, kind of divide us and conquer us. Same people want to put Russia and America apart. Anti-papist Christian Russia and God's America. That's why they want to slave us again. We are one people under one God. Let me tell you, I had occasion in a past life of mine to spend time around Middleburg, Virginia, which is a real hoity-toity.
Hold on. Let me slow you up right here. In a previous life, you did what now? You said in a past life. What was?
Well,
I'm
an old man now, but I had occasion to be in the company of the elite of Middleburg. But behind all the big rich houses where all the farms have their own jet strips, there's a road behind all the mansions where all the black people live.
Uh-huh.
And have lived there for over 100 years, all right?
You live somewhere for over 100 years. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I'm not trying to put you out like that, but if you live someplace for over 100 years, how old are you now?
No, I'm saying that the folks that I ran into up in Middleburg, the domestics, the people that worked in the rich people's houses, they have like along a road, they live in their own houses, and that's where the class was. And that's where the class was because that's where the people had the spirit of God were. They weren't mammon worshiping perverts. They were godly people that happened to be black. And that's what America's all about, is code switching, everybody being on God's wavelength, and there's only one God, and it's quite clear our black and white founders knew who God was. There's only one God, and it's the devils that sodomize their children that were the same people that...
Will, you make me laugh. I'm going to tell you why you make me laugh. Listen to some of your language, man. Listen to what you just said. You said there were some God-fearing people who happened to be black. Let me tell you what that's mean. Let me tell you what you just said. There were some Christian folk, but they were black. You know, like as though these God—well, you didn't say Christian. You said God-fearing. You said they were God-fearing people, but they were black. I mean,
I said they were the ones with the class.
Well, you said
they
were
the ones that had class.
You said they were God fearing people, but they were black.
That's why they had class, because they were God fearing.
Right, right. But what I'm trying to figure out is how to use a kind of disjunctive conjunction there when you talk about God fearing people, and then you connected black with it, as though those two, one kind of one, one's a surprise. You know,
I'm talking about Rich Middleburg, where the big money is. All right. Okay. And I'm telling you that the repository of the Spirit of God, just like the repository of the Spirit of God is in Atlanta, giving Muhammad Ali the fight in 1970 and showing out with Dr. King's beloved community, the Spirit of God in Middleburg was in the road behind the rich people's mansions where the black people lived.
Okay. Middleburg, Virginia, Middleburg, well, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Is it? What are you talking about? Middleburg what? Where?
It's Hunt Country of Virginia. I mean, you can look it
yeah,
up.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about someplace up in Virginia. All right, Will. You know what, man? I want to tell you one thing. I appreciate your call.
I appreciate you being here. Best talk show on Sunday afternoon in the best city in the world.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. All right, 449-227-03. I'm going to go to someone who has been holding for a long, long time. Taylor calling to us from Alabama. Hello, Taylor, calling from Alabama.
Thank you, Bennett. And Bennett, I've been cold switching all my life, if that's what it is.
Tell me what you've been doing, Taylor. What have you been doing?
My mother was Choctaw and Blackfoot Indian, and my father's roots were in San Salvador in the Bahamas. And I understand and think in terms of language. I believe a person's ability to speak is directly connected to how well they understand him or herself. Mm-hmm. And there's language in me that has not had reason to even be used yet. And so what we are simply saying, growing up in a multicultural community, there were Koreans, there were Choctaw Indians, my sisters, when myself was interacting in Stillman College, they had Africans in Tuscaloosa. And so I have grown up with a multicultural makeup. Mm-hmm. I read the Choctaw newspaper. I read different newspapers. I grew up, I entered the world where it was mixed. So I don't know if you would call that code switching or not, but I just have a multiplicity of flavor. But one of the main thing are the old hymns of the church where I come up. And so that is what's dear to me. And like Du Bois says, that the old spirituals are the greatest gift that the Negro has given to America and the most neglected. And Bennett, just today, last Sunday, I began to crave. I have left the Black Baptist Church. I'd have no apologies for that, because what I'm discerning and seeing, I'm a purist when it comes to the music, and we kept it pure. I kept it pure. And from what I've seen that's happening with the music today is that they are lost in time. The Black Church is lost in time, and I got an excellent illustration for you, and I know you'll be able to interpret this. Do you remember when the full Black Baptist Convention came together in Nashville?
Uh-huh.
There was a Reverend Anthony Motley in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know Motley.
Yeah, Motley's a good friend of mine. Paul Harvey, Pullen, all of them, good friends. But Motley told me, you know, that he went anticipating more than what they got. And so what I'm seeing today is that Black Baptists cannot come together. So therefore, they must come back to the Southern Baptists in order to come together. Dr. Emanuel McCall left the Southern Baptists. President Jimmy Carter, and I've left the National Baptist and gone to the Southern Baptist because I came to Christ through the Vacation Bible School program, which is out of the Black Baptist, out of the Southern Baptist. And so it really depends on where you are at a given point in time. And Black America, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, are still in 1955. They didn't go into the Information Age in 56. They followed the Civil Rights leader into the Civil Rights Movement, and they are still there. And if I'm wrong, Bennett, tell me.
Well, you know, we got a lot to talk about. I tell you what, I hear that music. That means I got to go to a break. I'm going to address that when I come on the other side. I tell you what, Taylor. I tell you what, let me just hold you over. Let me hold
okay.
you over. I'll address that. Listen, y'all, I'm going to talk to Taylor on the other side. I still don't understand what in the world this fella doing in the Southern Baptist Convention. I think Taylor done lost his mind. I'm saying that, and I'm putting it out there, Taylor, so you can deal with it on the other side. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK. The voice of the community.
Sometimes there's more than one answer to a problem.
Now, what are you going to do about it?
We're exploring the possibilities.
Just follow my lead.
It's Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold V. Bennett on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380. Yeah, okay, that's from my man Todd. Todd, thank you for the for your call. Just wanted to drop a little something on you, let you know we're thinking about you. Listen, early voting is now underway for the July 24th runoff elections. Listen, every single vote counts. Every single vote counts. Find out where you can vote at sos.ga.gov. All right? And then go to my voter page. Now, you can also log on to waok.com to get some more information. Listen, I got to tell you this. The 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show is on Saturday, July 14th at the Georgia World Congress Center. The King of the South is now the King of the Car Show. Join host T.I., a.k.a. Tip, a.k.a. Tip Harris, and the Hustle Gang for the 15th annual V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show. Be the 13th caller. Matter of fact, I tell you what. How about I do this? I got to keep you hanging on. How about stay tuned for your chance to win passes to this V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show on Saturday, July 14th. I was about to let it out, but I want to keep you hanging on. We're gonna drop those tickets on you shortly. All right, 449-227-03. Let me go back to the lines. I'm trying to deal with Taylor. I think that's who that was. Taylor?
Yes. And Benny, I'll give you a clear picture here, and I know y'all got this book over at ITC. In the book, Alabama Baptist in the Heart of Dixie, page 530, there's a vision in that picture, and I believe Dr. Bill Perkins was in that picture with me.
Okay.
I have become, okay. Let me get this last point in. I have become the new heart of Dixie.
I don't understand what you're doing in the Southern Baptist Convention, man. I really don't.
It is a shift that has just taken place this past week because of what's in the vision in that book. I'm on the far top right corner of that picture that book.
But I want to ask you, tell me, and sure. I mean, in just 1 minute, because I got some other callers I want to get to, but tell me what possessed you to do that.
Because I came to Christ through the Vacation Bible School program in a black Baptist church. Dr. H.O. Hester, several white preachers used to preach at our church. We were worshiping in white churches when the blacks were marching in the streets. So I see something different. And there's going to be a great migration in the Black Baptist Church back into the Southern Baptist Church, just not me.
Why, though? I mean, but what makes the Southern Baptist Church attractive? That's what I want to know.
It is. Have you ever heard of Dr. B.H. Carroll wrote the book Christ's Marching Order?
No. But you tell me theologically, what makes that, ethically, theologically, what makes that church and that tradition attractive? Why? I'm not getting it.
For me, in my background, it is the closest thing to which I came up with. See, I am very conservative. We did not contemporize the music, anything like that. And I have a multi-billion-dollar memory in the pure old spirituals of the church, black church, you know?
So I'm trying to get it. So you joined the Southern Baptist Church because you say they did what with their music?
No. I have always been Baptist, National Baptist and Southern Baptist. But right now, the Southern Baptist is just taking over the National Baptist that's in me, whatever you want to call it.
But why? Why are you telling me?
It's because I am of the persuasion, Brother Bennett, that black Baptists are lost in time.
Well, you mean black Baptists, right?
Yeah.
Well, why? Tell me why are white Baptists found in time then? Tell me what makes white Baptists white.
I'm in between. I'm not on either one, and this is something Dr. N.A. Smith Jr. taught me to always do. He said, keep a neutral position in every way. And see, you all don't know the guys who have taught me that was a part of the movement. My pastor laid the foundation for Dr. T.J. Jemison, Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth.
And yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with those names, but do you think T.J. Jemison and Shuttlesworth would be cool with you being in the Southern Baptist Convention?
It doesn't matter because, see, I know what it means to have come out of Alabama in the most soundest black Baptist church in the state of Alabama.
This is what I want you to do, Taylor. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to ask you again. Okay. Give me two reasons you left the black Baptist church and joined up with the slave master's church.
No. I said, Bennett, I've always been National Baptist and Southern Baptist.
Taylor, do you know what those folk did to us?
This is it. Let me explain.
Taylor, I want you to tell me, knowing that this group was, definitely unapologetically supportive of segregation, slavery, all of that. You went and joined that organization, Taylor.
Let me give
I'm not impressed.
Okay, well, don't have to be. When my father died in 1977, I became a psychological slave to the Black Baptist, my family, Selma University, and all of those. And right now, it's a legal person in the Alabama Baptist Convention who's dealing with this Munchausen syndrome in my family, how cruel it is. And see, this is a bit much for you all to swallow, but the point is this. This is real, and you have lost your base when it comes to being conservative. You have contemporized the church, and you are lost in time. Get the book, Alabama.
But you're assuming being conservative is right. Taylor, you know what?
No. It's not a matter of being right. It's what I saw. When you have a spiritual father who told you all of your life he won't die in the pulpit or either in the woods, and he didn't worry about nobody taking his wife and his church, and then you see everything he said become a reality, ain't no way I'm going to walk away from that.
Okay. You know what, Taylor? We got to talk about that another day, because I can tell you right now, man, I think you're in trouble right now, man. We're going to pray for you, all right?
Well, we appreciate that. Hey, that's one of my friends who stayed down in Alabama.
Right,
J.C. Wright, you said, yeah, you pray for me, because I need the prayers and you need to practice.
All right. All right. 4489-22703. Y'all, we're going to have to. Man, I'm trying my best to keep this thing together. Let me go to Bruce. Hello, Bruce. How you doing, man?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Man, y'all better go get Taylor, man. Taylor ain't going to make it, man.
I think that's called a reprobate mind.
Y'all better go get Taylor, man.
We're going to have to put
an ankle bracelet on Taylor and go get him, man. Taylor, danger. He's a danger to himself.
Right. He sounds like he's a cold talker. You know?
I can't get it, man. I can't
white
get with it.
And proper. But you can see through it that there's something wrong with this man. Let me tell you something. Throughout my life, I in the beginning, I found Napoleon Hill, his tapes, and I listened to it religiously for like about almost a year, because I was trying to get that mindset of everything I do. You know what he was talking about, because I couldn't find nothing else, because I was moved from home to home. So I'm always trying to find out how can I be the best that I can be, so I can be very successful in anything I do. So one of the things I found out through people that have money or people in certain high position is that you have to be true to yourself, first of all, and you have to be genuine, because people that understands their craft, when they listen to you, they can understand if you know what you are talking about or you're trying to be a S shooter.
Uh-huh.
And those are things that I learned. I listen to people, you know, in certain jobs, they feel like this is how they have to act or be, because they believe this is how white folks are.
Right.
And a lot of times those white people talk about them, about how they act and how they're trying to talk, how they're trying to be. So, you know, I think it depends on the era that we are in. It worked to a kiss behind back in the day in the 60s, 70s, 80s. But, you know, in the 90s, it started to change, because I think that you had a lot more whites that was embracing different cultures. You got a lot of people that love our music more than ever. They always did, but you see them talking, walking, dressing, try to do the same thing we do in clubs and things like that. And it actually affects the way they talk with you, even in business. And I noticed that. So, you know, it depends on the era.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to say this too on the young man that kept on trying to critique you. you earned your doctorate degree.
Yeah, I got a real one, bro, from Vanderbilt.
I know. I know. And the channel decided to give you a show.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people that we hear on WAOK is very genuine.
That's right.
Y'all do a lot outside from the radio station, and for us to call in to question your in a way that he did, it's like, you know, you're trying to bring out the best. You try to get us to talk. You try to get us to really reason together so that we can have a renewing of our mind to do better wherever we are at in our communities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But always calling up and try to show that you're wrong and they're right, or they'll be able to, you know, it's nonsense, because these are grown people. These are grown people. You don't get this from younger generations. When they hear something, they use common sense and say, you know what, that sounds right. Even if they have not been learned, when you talk to them with authority, you talk to them in genuine, they get what you're saying.
Right.
But right. Majority of us that calls in, very entertaining, very entertaining. But they're trying to outdo you or outdo the other host. And it's time out for that. You know, I used to hear this all the time when I was growing up and I was being...
Bruce.
Yeah.
Let me hold you over. I'm up against a break. Let me hold you over. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Give it some thought. You might be surprised what you discover.
This is where it gets interesting.
Dr. Harold V. Bennett is back on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk Radio 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. You just tuned in to Give It Some Thought with Dr. Harold Bennett, loving myself here in the city of Atlanta, state of Georgia, part of a wonderful, wonderful team that's committed to doing some good for you in the community. All right, I was teasing you earlier. I got it for you now. Listen, be the 13th caller at 404-892-2703. And you can win tickets to the V103 WAOK Car and Bike Show. Call in and be the 13th caller, 404-892-2703. All right? How about that? All right? Listen, let me go back to the lines. I want Bruce to finish his comments. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dr. Bennett. On a code switching, I think that we use more of that on our own people, mm-hmm. because a lot of people, like you said, is not confident on being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think code switching has really been made up by us, you know, and by not any other nationality. You have a lot of people that come from different countries, and they'll speak English, but they speak bad English. But guess what? They're making a lot of money. They're doing presentations. They're presenting themselves to get a job and things like that. And I think we're the only people, Black Americans are the only people that does that. When I was living inside England, I've seen Black people with cornrows in their hair, vice president of British Telecom. I watch vice presidents of other large companies have dreads, and it was unapologetic. It was something that they felt uncomfortable from. With. I think here in America, we have more issues among each other and how we deal with it, you mm-hmm. know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and I think code switching may be good at times, but majority of time I don't think it doesn't work.
I hear you, my friend. Listen, Bruce, right. Thank you so much for calling, man. I'm gonna get to all this call, brother. I appreciate your call. Keep on listening, y'all. 449-227-03. I'm gonna have to go to my friend, the King, Flavor King. Go ahead, Flavor.
God bless you, Dr. Any of our beautiful people.
Hey, go ahead, man. I can barely hear you now. I don't know if it's the connection. Oh,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Code switching. First of all, I never code switch. The only time I code switch is I don't use the N word around Caucasians. You know, I use it every day normally, but when I go around them, I don't use it. So that's the only way I code switch. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're kind of going in and out, my friend.
Still going in and out? I mean, back up on this computer. What about now? Is this never?
Yeah, but go ahead and make your point, because you're going to, I don't want us to run out of time. Go ahead.
This bell. Is can you hear me?
Flavor King, you're going in and out. I don't know if you
okay,
got.
What about now? You hear me?
Yeah, but the connection isn't good.
Man, it's all right.
Okay, man. Oh man, I wonder what he had to say. 449-227-03. I'm going to go to JoJo. JoJo, hello, man.
Hey, brother Doc Ben, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Tolerably well, as the old folks in Alabama used to say.
Wait a minute. Are you from Alabama? Are you in Alabama?
Yep,
hey, go find Taylor. Go find Taylor, man. Go find Taylor, man. Go find Taylor.
I don't know what part Taylor's from now. Taylor's from a little way out there, man.
Man, they done something to Taylor. I think they put something in his drink, man. They did something to Taylor.
Something like that. We got to pray for brothers.
they done got to Taylor, man. They done got
Lord have mercy. I just don't know, brother.
I believe they done got him, man.
Got so many issues, man. La. Brother Dr. Bennett.
Yes, sir.
And y'all was talking about cults and all and white corporate world.
Yeah, go ahead.
That effect. Mm-hmm. But, brother, here's the thing. I'm ex-military like you, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the worst things I ever experienced was being in a condition on a job where I could not speak my piece and had to hold it in and not say what I truly felt to offend the boss man. It almost killed me, brother.
Uh-huh.
Till I had ulcers at one time, bleeding ulcers in my stomach. See, when we sell our souls to these so-called jobs to set our mindset like Mr. Charlie in order for a dollar, mm-hmm. we have sold our soul, brother.
And you know what? Now I'm glad you said that, because see? The question I really thought about, and I might have said this earlier in the conversation, mm-hmm. is just how much of us are we willing to sacrifice
mm-hmm.
just so we can quote unquote climb the corporate ladder, and not just the corporate ladder, but how much of ourselves are we willing to, you know, to sacrifice just so that somebody else will accept us. Now, I mean, we need to think about this. I mean, you know, just where do you ever draw a line? And if you draw the line, where do you do it?
Yes, we should. From the time we go on this man's job, we should already have an agenda set mm-hmm. of what we want to go in here and take from this job, not to go in there and make him work for him forever and make him rich, but to go in there with the intention of getting as much monetary assets we can and learning all the technology we can from that position and bringing it outside and using it for ourselves. That should be the number one agenda. See, not to go in there and stay on his job for 40 years and get a gold watch.
Mm-hmm.
See, but most of us, there's a lot of us that don't have a plan set when we go on these jobs. We just go on there and not understanding that the boss man, Mr. Charlie, already have this agenda, and it's the company. The company loves the company. They don't love workers. My dad used to say this here, and I want to say this right on the radio, but he said he learned when he was a kid, this white man told him one time, and they was playing mule, using mules to ply the guns. He said, if a mule die, buy nothing, another one. And if you know what they called us, quit, hide nothing. Hmm. See?
Yeah.
So when he told me that, I thought about that as I grew up, and so I set my own agenda. That when I go on Mr. Charlie's job, I'm going on there to access as much as I can, knowledge, technology, whatever, and monetary means to bring that out there and use it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
to build my own foundation, you see?
Yeah, I get that, man. See? All right. Well, listen,
yeah.
JoJo, thank you so much for calling, man. And, hey, listen, right, you keep on listening. And, all right, we're gonna talk a little bit later. Listen, congratulations to Gloria of Decatur. Gloria of Decatur. She was our 13th caller, and I am glad that she won and look forward to seeing you on July 14th at the Car and Bike Show, sponsored by Veep 103 and WAOK at the Georgia World Congress Center. Okay, Sean, I can't believe it's over, man. Where did the time go? Well, gotta go, y'all. Time is up. Gotta get a shout out to I guess the brains behind this whole thing, Gene Ross, the boss. Yeah, man, I tell you, she's just real good at what she does, and I wanna definitely thank her for this wonderful, wonderful platform to talk to our people. Sean, appreciate you, man. You make me look good. All right, I want to thank our audience, because without you, this conversation would not happen. I got to send a shout out to Jackie Teal up there in North Carolina. Go, baby, you had a good baby boy. I wonder what is his name. Yeah. Listen. Hey, we got to go see Sorry to Bother You, so we can get involved in some very serious kinds of things and make sure that wherever we are, we're not overly involved in this code switching, that we're proud to be black and we're proud of who we are. We're trying to make sure we connect with our identity. You got it? All right. Give it some thought.